This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
I was in Indiana for a couple of days, the end of last week. Did a lot of driving, saw a whole lot of cornfields. But the thing was, a lot of those fields were so dried out and stunted, they could have been wheat fields instead, not green and tall the way you'd expect this time of year. The drought that's hit a huge chunk of the country is doing a number on crops, as you've heard, and consumers are or will soon see rising prices at the supermarket. What's not so easy to see, though, is what that drought is doing to food banks. From San Antonio, Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies has that story.
It looks and sounds like a busy loading dock at the San Antonio Food Bank. Forklifts unload trucks, move pallets piled high with processed food. Summer is actually the busiest time for food banks as they deal with kids missing school lunches. But poke your head in the large walk-in refrigerator and you'll notice there's a shrinking supply of fresh greens and vegetables.
The drought is turning into a bit of a perfect storm in a bad way for us.
Michael Guetta is the chief development officer for the San Antonio Food Bank.
What we're seeing is many farmers struggling. Less water means less produce. Less produce for them means less produce available to go into the donated food pipeline.
Last summer, during the heart of the drought in Texas, produce donations were down 20%, and $170,000 was spent on trucking and fresh veggies. Expect a repeat this summer. If not, folks go home with just rice, beans, and peanut butter.
Good stuff. We know that. But the health implications of not having more produce and fruits and vegetables in their diet is pretty severe.
And finding farmers still growing produce is turning into a tough job.
My name is Francis Country Muchigamba, and I'm the shed manager for the Fresh Produce Program.
Country earned his nickname honestly. He has a bushy gray mustache, a big cowboy hat, and hands calloused and nicked up from a lifetime of working the land. He'll tell you that farming is getting tougher because of the drought, which is in its fifth year in Texas. Country deals directly with the South Texas farmers, and he says they're saving their dwindling water for higher dollar crops like cotton, not so much for vegetables.
Our numbers are starting to diminish on the donated side. We're looking at sourcing from even as far away as Arizona and California, but our transportation costs are extremely prohibitive. It makes our produce extremely expensive.
Up in the Corn Belt, the drought brings more bad news.
The corn and the beans just simply cannot take the nonstop oppressive heat.
Brian Barks of the Food Bank of the Heartland in Omaha, Nebraska says it's a drought double whammy. Higher food prices squeeze private donations, and another food source is cutting back, Uncle Sam.
At our food bank, approximately 25% of our inventory comes from U.S. Department of Agriculture Commodities Program, and we have seen a significant reduction.
Barks says USDA surplus commodities, staples like peanut butter and corn, will be cut back further as the prices rise. But now, with food bank shelves bare, there is another problem. The drought is an economic downer for America's breadbasket. That will mean less supply and more demand for local food banks, run on shoestring budgets, staffed by volunteers, stocked by donations, and already stretched to the limit. In San Antonio, I'm David Martin Davies for Marketplace.